Friends, it's wonderful to see all of you at Mass. And I'm always so pleased that all of you take your faith life seriously and the great desire you have to grow closer to Jesus Christ. You know, today we commemorate three important events. One is the giving of the Holy Eucharist by Jesus to us. The second one is the priesthood. It's also the day when the sacrament of priesthood was instituted. And the third one is the giving of the new commandment for us. Right? Love one another as I have loved you. If you remember, years ago, Holy Thursday was called Maundy Thursday. Right? That was the name. Maundy means is the second commandment, right? Mandatum, commandment. So giving out that new commandment. And Jesus instituted the Eucharist to show us clearly that he wants to enter our lives and fill us with his life, right? He loved us so much that he wants to give us his self. And he enters our life through the body and blood of Christ that we are going to receive today. Now, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, what material food produces in our bodily life, Holy Communion wonderfully achieves in our spiritual life. As bodily nourishment restores lost strength, so Eucharist strengthens us, our charity. So Eucharist for us is that spiritual food. You know, Mother Teresa, she knew what hunger was, right? Because she took care of the hungry and the poorest of the poor. And this is what she said about it. She said, especially with hunger, she said, being unwanted, unloved, uncared for, forgotten by everybody, I think that is much greater hunger, a much greater poverty than a person who has nothing to eat. Right? And Jesus knows the deepest hunger people have. Right? Being unwanted, unloved, uncared for, forgotten by everybody. And that's why he gives us the spiritual food. So as he celebrates this Passover, this Eucharist with his apostles, we pass from sin and death to mercy, communion, and fullness of life. So today we thank our Lord Jesus Christ for the gift of himself in the Eucharist. The other thing we are thankful is for the gift of the priesthood. Friends, I would invite you today to take some time to pray for your priests. And it's a good day for us to pray for Father Joe. To please remember him. And for us priests, it's an honor and privilege to be a priest. You know, that's what, God has called us to a different vocation than you have. It's a calling. And it's a calling to serve the people of God. You serve in a different way, and the priests serve in a different way. But of all of us are called to serve. And so today, on this day of the priesthood, I would invite you to especially pray for our Pope, our Archbishop, all the bishops, and the priest. And then lastly, I want to talk about the new commandment, like love one another as I have loved you. You know, we're going to see that in action, right? Jesus shows that by action, by washing the feet of his disciples, his apostles. And culturally, that was like washing of the feet was done by either servants or slave or the youngest child, because that was thought as the lowly work. And Jesus, you know, who is the Son of God, who is the Messiah and the teacher, you know, he does that to show us what service is. He wants his disciples to be humble servants.